Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Today, we've got two really awesome guests, and I really like this opportunity to have three people on the camera. It's really fun to get a lot of different personalities in here. So I'm really excited to have Brian Brown and Mark Panetti, the founders of Predictable Wealth Advocates, here with us today. So you two, say what's up, and then one or both of you tell us something about yourself that most people wouldn't know about you.
Go ahead, man.
All right. Well, we're glad to be on the show, so thanks for having us, Josh. One thing that most people wouldn't know about me, let's see, I had a 41-inch vertical leap. Maybe unlikely to from appearances.
Two pasty white boys, but decent basketball.
That's players. Actually pretty incredible. I think I'm not actually a big track guy, but that sounds like really high. That's awesome. What about you, Brian?
Well, Matt, what's one thing about you?
I think my biggest thing is I'm actually a neurostructural chiropractor. So we're here to talk about money, but. And there's a reason why I'm talking about money, but my main profession, my main gig is actually I'm a neurostructural chiropractor. So that might catch people off guard.
That's crazy. Do you know I worked for a chiropractor for a few years?
Did you?
That was how I paid for college for the first 2 years. And then I started a business and quit that.
Good for you, man.
Could have been worse. I mean, I'm not a chiropractor by any means. I was just his little assistant, but
that's cool.
Good times. No, good stuff. I did not know that about either of you, especially the 41-inch vertical. I mean, you should probably post that on your LinkedIn. Like that's one of your traits. Makes you not very relatable though.
Yeah, that isn't relatable.
Fair enough. Kind of reminds me of Hot Rod, if you've ever seen that, where he's got like 6-inch vertical. It's hilarious. Yeah,
that was more like me, Josh. That was more like me.
Awesome. Well, we're not here to promote Hot Rod. We're here to talk about money, about finances, and we're really here to work on how we can take it from when we've plateaued at seven figures and where we should be taking our money and using it. So I'm just going to let you two take off from here.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing, both of us are entrepreneurs. We started in different places, and this whole thing that we're doing now came about just as on a whim, really. But one of the biggest things that we came up against is making money. That took us a while to get to the point where we're making money, but we're making money. So now what do we do with that money? How do we predictably grow wealth down the road? And that's really the idea behind this is investing can be it's very different than entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship is all about risk taking. Investing's in our opinion, more about staying away from risky investments.
Yeah. Yeah. Grow your money without taking big risks so that you can actually keep your money.
Because we both made mistakes in different ways, but we can elaborate on that more later, but that's from our painful experiences. We've come to the point where it's how can we help the other entrepreneurs, our friends, our family to also be at a place where they're 50, 60 years old and not having to rely on trading time for money.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, really one of the big problems that happens for people, especially in the entrepreneurial realm, is we think that we're not trading time for money, right? But honestly, I mean, being in the heat of it here, I mean, you really are still trading time for money because you've still got to be there. But what you guys are talking about is really taking the money and reusing it in a way that's going to allow you to not have to work for it, right? Creating that true residual income.
Yeah.
So I want to ask a few questions along those lines. So when it comes down to it, everybody's telling you, oh yeah, you should be investing like one way or another. But I know for myself, when I hit six figures, the first thing that happened is I had like 45 people reach out to me. I'm like, hey, you should invest your money here, here, here. Let's start a business here. And it becomes really hard to start paying attention to, you know, who you want to be giving your attention to or giving your money to. So for you guys, what would you recommend as kind of like one of the first vehicles for investment?
Yeah, that's a perfect leading question. So one of my mentors, who's made a lot of money himself and has a really high net worth himself. One of the things that he taught me early on was that, you know, you don't want to take focus away from your business because that is your number one investment. And so you want to put your money in places where it can grow for you and go to work for you and hopefully, you know, create financial freedom outside of what your business produces. but you don't want it to take away from the focus from your business. And so one of the best places that we found to do that is utilizing a concept called infinite banking, which some people call an and asset, which means that you can use the same dollar in multiple places. And we can elaborate on that more as well. But it's a place you can put your money where it can grow without traditional risk and grow tax-free, so that you can just put your money there and not have to worry about it. And then when you want to do something else, like a real estate deal or reinvest that back into your business, you can absolutely do that. So it's the ability to continue to have focus on your business, have the flexibility, but not take the traditional risk using this concept called infinite banking.
Love that. So I do want to delve further into that concept because you've hooked us, right? You've piqued the audience's interest, I'm sure, at this point. So, I mean, if you're using the same dollar multiple times, how does that even work? I mean, you can't go buy 3 candy bars with $1, right?
Right.
Unless it's like some creepy discount store. So.
Go ahead, answer it.
So the way that infinite banking works, for those that are familiar with it, and it's a pretty little known strategy, but the wealthy definitely use it. If you look back throughout the years, the people like the Rockefellers, that's how they've maintained and grown their wealth. The JCPenney's, the Walt Disney's, banks, actually, and infinite banking, just to break it down to the most simplest forms, is it utilizes overfunded dividend paying whole life insurance. And so there's a lot of misconceptions around that, because when people think about insurance, they think about death benefit or commissions that the insurance agent is getting. And we don't sell insurance, and we don't take on clients. We'll talk more about what we do specifically. But what you can do is put money into a whole life insurance policy and borrow against the cash value, is what they call it, that you have in there, and have that money grow inside the insurance policy, but also take a dollar that you've borrowed against that and put it into something like stocks or real estate or something of that nature. So that's how you can actually use the same dollar in multiple places. And once people get how that works, that's when the light bulb goes off and they go, oh, I see why this makes sense to use.
I say I recently had heard about it. They called it something different, but I love that concept because it's one, like you said, that a lot of them are using. And the way it was explained to me was basically you borrow from yourself, quote unquote, from your policy at a 3% interest rate, but then you invest it in something that has a 12% return, and then, you know, you just pay it back. Right. So I really think that's a sweet option. So would you recommend that to pretty much everybody, or is that like, dependent on your situation?
Definitely dependent on your situation. Typically you want around $10,000 to start to add into this policy, to start making it worth it for you. But it, everybody's a little bit different, Josh, in the sense of, like, for my own sake, I was one of those entrepreneurs that didn't know what the heck to do with my money. And I was scared about it. I didn't know what to do. I knew how hard it was to be good at entrepreneurship. I had a lot of struggles there, finally got profitable and had a lot of success now. But knowing all those struggles that came with that, I figured the same thing would happen with investing. So I just stuck it in this savings account, which got me 0.25% interest every year, which is amazing. And so that being said, once I decided it was time to move and put it into something like infinite banking, I took that big nest egg and stuck it inside there. And because of that, my situation is very different than Brian's, because Brian wasn't necessarily developing a nest egg. Brian's been doing this for years and years and constantly just putting in monthly each time, which is very different approach, but same strategy, same ideas, just catered to us because of our financial backgrounds being a little different.
Yeah. Love that. Well, and so I really am, you've piqued my curiosity as far as like what you guys actually do, because if you're not selling policies and this kind of stuff, what is it that you're doing? And this is going to tail right into your masterclass, which I'm really excited to talk about. So give us a little bit of feedback on that.
Yeah. So I got introduced to the concept 8 years ago by a multimillionaire. He says, you need to take a look at this. And he's a guy who had done very well in business, but also he had taken a lot of risks in traditional investments, lost a lot of money. And he just wanted to sleep well at night, knowing his money was growing and that he was just, his family was taken care of. And so he said, Brian, you need to take a look at this. And so that was 8 years ago. And I've had a lot of people come to me, and I got started with the concept 8 years ago. Since that time, I had a lot of people come to me and say, Brian, I want to learn more about this concept. And who would you recommend that I connect with? And I always had a challenge because it can be a somewhat complex concept. So it can be challenging to understand. And also, who do you connect people with that's going to take care of them? Because we realize that not everybody is created equal. Not all infinite banking agents, if you will, are created equal. So essentially, I realized that most people were just insurance agents. They didn't specialize in helping people actually use infinite banking in their life to create predictable wealth. They were just insurance agents. So what we started to do is say, okay, how do we help people best understand this concept? Number one. And then number two, who are the very, very best out there that specialize in helping people use this? So from that, we created Predictable Wealth Advocates. And all we do is we educate people about the process, but then we connect them with vetted agents that have gone through a pretty extensive vetting process to make sure that they're going to get taken care of, not only structuring those policies correctly, but also being taken care of on the back end to make sure long-term they're going to get help with implementing the strategy.
Yeah. And the vetting really comes from our own painful experiences with it. Like we've each had our issues with infinite banking because, and it's not because of the concept itself, it's because of the agents. They just don't have a better understanding of it. They go to a weekend seminar and then all of a sudden they're a certified infinite banking agent and they make a lot of money on these commissions, some of them. And so it's important for the consumer to know that going in. It's also important for them to have a little bit of an understanding of what they should be getting from these people. It really started from that, like friends, family, how do we get them to these people without having a terrible experience? It's kind of like chiropractic, Josh. Chiropractic has bad brand equity. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%.
And so I know that too. It's really important for me to differentiate myself from every other chiropractor in the world for that reason, because I don't want to be like that. I want to have people have a great experience and become somebody that they will refer to. It's the same thing with this. Like, how can we make this an ideal situation for all these people coming through so that they're happy about it and they want more people to be part of it?
Love that. Well, and so first off, I love the model because that's really essentially what we've done with marketing, right? It's all about, I mean, you kind of become almost like a middleman, but not like you're basically becoming the referral agent and saying, hey, let me first double check and make sure everything is, you know, we have the right people in the right seats, and then you can bring people to the table. That's really cool. I see huge value in that as a consumer, just because being a consumer and coming to somebody, anybody can sell you on them being kosher, you know what I'm saying, or non-sleazy. And it's really, especially for me, I'm very easily sold. So when people come to me, I'm like, oh yeah, you're really cool, let's do it, you know, but then they can't promise results or what have you. But it's cool that you guys are actually, you've already pre-vetted them and gone through and done all of that through failures, it sounds like.
painful experiences.
Through failures. And truly coming from a place of, okay, my best friends, my family, who do I want to send them to? And then I did send them to the people that, you know, that could take care of them the best. Unfortunately, some of the people, you know, years ago, I sent over to other people and they didn't have a great experience. So I genuinely cared about the people that I was sending over. I said, I need to make sure that they have a better experience and make sure this is implemented right.
Yeah. Love that. Well, so I'm going to ask you a marketing question here. This is just a genuine curiosity. So for you guys, growing a business like you are, what's kind of been your number one lead strategy for producing business for your own company?
Yeah, I think the biggest one for us is Brian's got considerable sway in his community. I mean, a lot of people know Brian Brown. I'm kind of like the guy behind the scenes. Like, no one knows me, which is cool. I'm good with that.
That's good. I have two of those. So
okay, cool.
So we'll never meet him.
Easy. So when we get people just because of Brian's influence, the whole idea behind it, the most powerful strategy we have is taking that and then multiplying, because people come in, they go through our process, they see what this is all about, and then they get connected with a qualified agent and they have a great experience. And then from that point on, we have incentives in place for them. If they want to refer other people into our program, they get benefit, and so do their family and so do their friends. And so it just the nature of it, it's building on its own.
It's organically.
Correct.
Expanding. Love that.
That's work on our end and everybody benefits.
So I was just curious because, I mean, obviously that's one of the themes of the podcast, but we found that, you know, the longest, and I learned this back in my undergrad, you know, they talk about the highest form of marketing is actually advocacy. And if you can get to the point where you get this referral traffic, it will organically start to grow. And a lot of people just have a really hard time getting to the point where it organically grows. through that referral traffic. So it's cool that you've already established that in your company and that it's growing so well that direction. So love to hear that. Well, for you guys, as far as like growing your business has gone, what has been, what would you say is kind of the key factor for your success? I mean, you guys have done what, 25 million in revenue at this point?
That's prior businesses. Those are prior businesses.
Correct. This business, our Predictable Wealth Advocates started right around pandemic time. So we've only been going here for 6-7 months.
That's good though. But you've got like 25 million in revenue generated between the two of you. So what would you say is kind of your number one success factor that's kind of driven all of that?
Just overall speaking in overall business?
Absolutely.
For me, it was largely the referral side of things. You know, helping people have a great experience with whatever they're doing, giving them a way to, refer their closest contacts to whatever business or product or service that you're talking about, because, trust is such a huge factor in today's age. Everybody is an expert. Everybody claims to be an expert, but it's like, what is everybody else saying about you? And so, you know, your closest friends, your closest family, if they recommend something to you, a lot of times we tend to pay attention. And that kind of comes back to, you know, with what we do with Predictable Wealth Advocates. You mentioned that you had, 50 people come to you right away when you started making money. And it's like, who do I trust with this? That's why what we want to do is we want to help people. You know, it's largely built on the trust factor. We are not asking for somebody to trust us with your money. Am I trying to say that right?
Yep.
What we're doing is just connect you with people that already have a track record of helping people. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that's been
100%. Yeah. Well, so let's go in then. I want to hear about this masterclass you guys are doing. I'm going to attend. So a free masterclass that you guys are offering. I'm just looking at here, the Predictable Wealth Method. Ooh, and you even trademarked it. That's awesome. Congrats.
Appreciate it.
That's proof of expertise.
The masterclass is all about getting people to have a little more of an understanding. To your question earlier, you know, what was the biggest thing for me in my office, my practice? One is differentiating ourselves, but two is learning to communicate these complicated ideas in a simple way, typically in story form, like easy to understand, digestible things, because chiropractic is complicated if you really know and understand the science behind it. And so is infinite banking. And so to make it simple, that's the idea of the masterclass. How can we chunk this down? Because we're not going to give you everything, Josh, because we just can't. We don't know your specific financial situation. So it's impossible to do that. But if you can have a little bit of an understanding of how these might apply to you, the next step is then to talk with somebody and really see your numbers broken down to see, is this going to be beneficial to you or not? And that's the idea of the masterclass. Once you've watched it, the next step is, okay, is this something that I really want to entertain further? Which at that point, we've got an application we ask people to fill out. And the application is based on personality. It's based on goals. And we want to understand a little bit more about who you are, because that's going to help us connect you with the person that's going to be appropriate for you. We don't want to send you to a specific agent that is going to be ideal for you. So the idea of the application is for that. And from there, it's really up to you. You take it from there. You have a conversation with an agent and figure out if this is something you want to go forward with or not.
Love that. Well, so where can people access the masterclass?
Yeah. So our website is predictablewealthadvocates.com/register. That's the link to, or that's where you get the link to get into the masterclass. And then from there, it's free to watch, check it out, see what you think, fill out the application if you so desire. And we've got a couple of videos that we just started a YouTube channel a month and a half ago, Predictable Wealth Advocates as well. You can find us there. And we're just throwing up content that just talks about specific situations. We just filmed a couple of videos today. One, for example, how you can take $400,000 in debt, eliminate that in 5 years using $100,000. And we're gonna show you guys exactly how that breaks down numbers wise. We'll have it all worked out so you can watch that. We should have that up here in the next couple of weeks. But anyways, we're putting up stuff like that on our YouTube channel. So check that out if you so feel so inclined.
That is gold. So go check those out. I will make sure to put links to those in the show notes as well. So I make sure everybody that you go check out, it's predictablewealthadvocates.com/register, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Perfect. So make sure you go check that out. And guys, before we sign off, one final question. If you could say, okay, there's only one thing that I want people to get out of this interview, or the most important thing, what would you want that to be?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to, I mean, I always come back to this, but chiropractic is very similar in a lot of ways to this, but there's definitely a prevailing thought in my life, which is whatever the herd mentality is when it comes to many things, medicine and health, financial situations, a lot of times I like to step back and kind of look at, okay, that's what everybody is doing. Is there something else? Because there's usually a couple people over there in the corner talking about other ideas, and they get a lot of stuff thrown at them because they're not part of the herd, but there's usually truth to it. And so I always like to explore it. Maybe I don't go down that road, but I always like to look into it a little bit deeper because oftentimes you're going to find truth. And I think infinite banking is very similar to that. There's a lot of truth here. Yes, there's some things that you've got to be aware of. And that's why we set this up so that you can understand what pitfalls there are out there and how not to screw this up. But if you utilize this properly, it's one of the most powerful foundational ways to grow your wealth.
I got nothing else to add. That was perfect.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.